The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles. So, what's the case?
That's some kind of capsule tube thingy appeared on the roof of a small grocery store in Little Italy.
Ellen Farina, I'm the owner here. The light, it was glowing, like someone had a campfire going on the roof.
I swear, this is the same monument from Long Wharf back in my hometown.
They didn't find any kind of doorknob or handle, but there is some symbol next to the door.
Oh, yeah. Looks like it may be some sort of biometric panel.
Putting my hand here won't make any kind of difference.
Oh my God, you gotta be me. Whoa, Kate, what are you doing?
I'm gonna take a peek inside.
Kate, I don't think that's a good idea. Kate!
There's another door. Oh my God. It's...
Kate! Kate! Kate, open the door! Kate!
And now, episode 2, The Awakening.
Kate, open the door! Kate!
I'm all right. Hold on.
Can you get out?
I think so. Hey, listen, give me 5 minutes. There are some things here I want to look at a little closer, okay?
What things?
5 minutes, Jim. Then you can call in the cavalry.
No, I'm not leaving you in this can.
See? I can open the door. Now, I want you to go down and get Mac. That building next to us is only about a story higher than this one. Get a detail on that roof. Look for access from the street, rope markings, whatever.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna look at the inside here.
Look, I'm not so sure that's a good idea.
The roof. Next door. Go! And let me know as soon as you line up that chopper in a space at Martin State.
All right. But I don't think you should close the door. Hard-headed woman.
All right, door. Let's see if you open. So much for that idea.
Kate.
Who's there? Who are you? What do you want? And why is this thing here?
So many questions, Kate Hawk. But that's what we like about you.
We? Who are we? Listen, whoever you are, I admit, this was a great prank. But this thing is coming off this building, and whoever we are will be reimbursing the city.
The thing of which you speak is more than you can understand right now.
What?
All will come to light in due time.
I want answers now.
In due time.
I said now, or I'll have this oversized soup can dumped into the bay.
Very well. But you are not yet ready for what you're about to see. When the key lock glows, place your hand upon it. When the door opens, do not exit, or you will die.
What? So now you're threatening a police officer? When I find you, I'll...
Remember, Kate, do not exit, or death will be instantaneous.
This is crazy. There's no door on the outside. Oh, what the... Okay, here goes. No. It can't be. That's impossible.
No, Kate. Don't move. Stay there.
But it's...
Home. Yes, I know. And you are on the exact spot where your monument stands.
This is impossible. It's some sort of screen projection or hologram.
A hologram that has wind you can feel, air you can smell?
Maybe. What is this thing?
The time is not yet right. You must proceed with your plan to move this... soup can.
Look, I don't know where you've hidden your camera or microphone, but I'll tear this thing apart, bolt by bolt, if I have to.
That won't be necessary, Kate Hawk. Please, step back.
Step back? Oh my God.
Hello, Kate. Mind if I come in?
Freeze. Don't move. Hands where I can see them.
Still think I'm a hologram? Go ahead, Kate. Touch me. I'm quite real.
Put your hands behind your head. Turn around slowly. When I slap these cuffs on you, then I'll believe you.
I'm the controller. It's our desire that you work with us. In which case, I'll be your chief, so to speak.
Work with you? Are you serious? You just appear out of nowhere, tell me you're my controller, and I'll be working for you? What the—
Kate, I know this is quite a lot, but we have chosen you for many reasons, the main one being your adaptability. Now, please, holster your weapon.
This is crazy.
I'm sure to you it is, but you must pull yourself together. Your associate will be returning soon. Proceed with your plans to move the STIP to your aerodome.
STIP? Interstellar space...
The space-time interstellar portal. You're standing in it.
Oh my god. You are aliens.
That's a matter of perspective, Miss Hawk. To me, you're the alien.
I can't deal with this.
Neither could your father, at first.
My father? My father has been missing for 5 years. What do you mean, my father? Who are you people?
Your father has been missing, actually, for 1 year. The other three, he was working with us.
No. No. My father would never leave without telling me. We are all each other had. He wouldn't do that.
Time is relative, my dear Kate. To you, it's been 5 years. To him, it was only the last year.
You're not making any sense. None of this is making any sense. You're not real. This whole conversation is not real. It's all—
Do you feel my grasp on your arm?
Yes.
Is it real?
I think so. I don't know what to believe right now.
Believe me, Kate. I am real. The STIP is real. You're not crazy. Now, when your partner returns, you say nothing.
Right. I'm not going to tell my partner I just went home by opening a door, then met an alien who told me my father has only been missing 1 year. Wait, why 1 year?
Up until last year, your father was part of the Force, different from your Force. Then, a year ago, he was captured by members of RAIT.
RAIT?
RAIT, Rebels Against the Empire. And yes, we have just as many acronyms as you.
And they're in English.
Our universe is parallel to yours. We are alike in many ways. The rebels were transporting your father to their prison on a distant planet when the transporter carrying him was captured by an IDF patrol. The rebels claimed he was their spy, and your father was imprisoned. We want you to help us gain his freedom.
Look, Controller, this is too much to take in.
It is understandable. When your associate returns, speak nothing of this, but proceed with your plan. Or you could tell him you went home and met an alien who could lead you to your father and—
I get it, okay? I get it.
We'll be in touch soon, Miss Hawk.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Kate, are you still in there?
Hey! Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't know, you don't look fine.
It's just the monument here. Made me start thinking about home.
Your dad?
All right, let's get the ball rolling on this lift. The sooner we get this thing out of here, the better. If the press gets wind of this, we'll have a mess on our hands.
Well, with Miss Bonham and Bailey downstairs, that's a given. She'll probably have called every tabloid in the country by now.
Right now, it's a prank, and that's how we'll handle it.
A prank? That's how we're gonna handle it.
You have a better idea?
Prank works for me.
Convincing the public and the press that this was just an elaborate prank wasn't going to be easy. But what was really not easy was convincing myself that I hadn't just lost it, that it was all an hallucination. If I told anyone what happened, I'd be put out to pasture. But everything was in full motion now. After Mac's crew swept the interior for clues, the ground crew rigged the sling and cleared all obstacles, and the chopper lifted the STIP, or whatever that thing is, and hauled it over to the airport, Barnes and I got back to the precinct, and I began my cover-up.
Hey, Detective, here are the statements from the store owner and the clerk. We didn't turn anything up on the adjacent building. We sent everything we collected from the cylinder to the lab, and you should get your results in a couple days. Maybe next week.
I guess we're a low priority.
A homicide, an armed robbery, and even though it's just outside of our jurisdiction, a possible arson in Federal Hill. They're shorthanded over there, so yeah, I'd say you're a low priority.
Thanks, Mac. I'll take it from here.
Yo, Detective Hawk. Are we still on today?
Rookie. Sorry, new case. I've got to do some follow-up. I'll just have to whip your butt some other time.
Ooh, she's gonna spank me. I'll be ready.
He's persistent.
Like a migraine. Any word on our cargo?
It's temporarily housed at the county hangar. But we can't keep it there long. Why can't we just put it in the vehicle impound lot?
Because we need space to fully check this thing out.
All this trouble for a prank.
We both know that we have no idea what that thing really is. For all we know, it could be a test run for a terrorist group.
Kate, what's really going on here? What did you find inside that thing?
Enough to convince me that we need to take a closer look.
Like, why is there a door on the inside but nothing on the outside? Or more importantly, why does it look like a monument that you're so familiar with? One you told me your father took you to as a kid.
All of the above. Just follow my lead on this. Now, if you excuse me, I've got a lot of paperwork to do, including a creative writing press release.
Now, have fun. I gotta go interview some witnesses about that suspicious fire over in Federal Hill.
All right, I'll be here for a while. Detective Hawk.
Detective Hawk, John Pierman. I'm calling about your unusual cargo that's here at Martin State.
Yes, are you with the Baltimore County Police Department?
No, Detective, I'm a private citizen, offering you a secure, secret place to house your cargo.
I'm sorry, but why are you calling me? The object is supposed to be housed with the county, until I can find a suitable place.
To conduct a thorough examination of an extremely fascinating object. I have the perfect place. No prying eyes, plenty of room, and secure. Do the paperwork, meet me at the county hangar, and I'll have the equipment there to make the move.
Mr. Pierman, I have no idea who you are, or how you know about...
The STIP.
What? How did you...
How did I know you had the STIP? The controller told me, Detective Hawk. The controller told me.
Who is Pierman? How does he know the controller? Find out in Episode 3 of the Hawk Chronicles, The Handler.